Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Heavy rains are causing havoc in Lusaka Zakuku compound. In African news, a Somaliland president pitches business opportunities to Trump's son. The news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Heavy rains have left a trail of destruction in some parts of Lusaka and have left residents of Rakuku compound struggling after their homes were flooded. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, locals say they are worried about damaged property and what will happen when the rains return. Many blame the floods on poor drainage systems, a problem common in areas like Misisi and Kuku compounds. Residents are now appealing to the government for urgent action to prevent further damage and help those affected by the floods.
Kumuno mwatu kutufike chabe kunyumba chabe usto zunguluka hapa palodi panimanzi hapa palodi panimanzi ero hapo manji nishuatuka kunshito wendo fika kunyumba manji upeza na manzi mnyumba mwako yangena hao mwandi inuatilanga nepo pangania manzi tavutika pe kwatu kuno kwa kukukombo ni manzi ya tingenela tavutika shua manzi yangena kuno kwatu kwa kuku kwa ya madrenages wana kumba matamakia swa ya kilino madrenages full duty manzi siya ben
A 45-year-old man believed to be a Kapirimposhi Town Council employee has allegedly murdered his 23-year-old wife, who was 7 months pregnant in Kapirimposhi District. The suspect has been identified as Charles Mpundu, who is alleged to have attacked his wife after she questioned him about her mobile phone, which he is reported to have sold. The incident is said to have occurred after Mr. Mpundu returned home from a drinking spree. The weapon used has not yet been established. The deceased has been identified as a Gift Chilemu, while the suspect is currently on the run. The murder reportedly happened yesterday at an unknown time in the Soweto Sea crossing area. Meanwhile, the mother of the deceased, Violet Chola, has appealed for justice, as police in the district confirm they have received the report and investigations are underway.
I said,
Tona inena ya mkui kulika. Ezi ya hiviri wa brada baku. Dara mwoneka na hapa. Bambi chukukuwa naka levare pusana pusana. Hili ingia raisa tomu kashikunga nda kula kwini. Aisha chikani pocha umami wa shite wa shite. Bale la kabale la kabale. Bale tosha sebacha pata bale. Wanomba hapa alisa suka muma. Awo kule kresa mwanji ni umwa nemfu wa fuwe. Taiwe me. Pero ngana shuwa mwoyu yena nguwamu ni kabamu ikata. Pantu wa ipaya vantu wa bidi. After mpanta mmala, ichika chale puka, ni mtuwa ile mkufinyamu mlewafu mshia mumu anuwafu, mkundanga bandanga, che mwana tuwafinyamu. So tachue eme mwanjini, tachue eme sina mpano unu. Kutuipa ilo mwana mtu, mtuwa ipa ya bantu wa vidi.
A female bricklayer from Lusaka is breaking barriers and inspiring women to take on challenging careers. Jemima Sambo spoke exclusively to Common Radio News, sharing how determination and willingness to change her life helped her overcome the tough demands of bricklaying. She has since aged young people, particularly women, to consider the trade, noting that her skills now allow her to provide for her daughter's needs.
Instead, machita ni bricklayer and ni bricklayer ni mangano plaster. And then ni mwani nangirina muri industry. Mzanga ndana nita kwa introduce kulika school kutia mawezi zina school ni Beauty International. Beauty International itenga bantuwa siyana siyana wapunzira, wosapunzira ajuonga sheuri na inalasini.
The Roads Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, is mourning the tragic death of a school pupil in Kitwe, Copperbelt Province. The accident happened on Monday, January 20th, when a hired school bus on its way to Kalulushi after a school pickup reportedly had a pupil fall through a hole in the vehicle and be run over by the rear tire. RTSA Head of Public Relations, Achilufia Mwelwa, says the agency has engaged the Provincial Education Officer and school authorities, and investigations are ongoing to determine the full circumstances of the incident. Ms. Mwewa assures the public that action will be taken based on the findings and says the RTSA will intensify checks on private schools to ensure pupil safety, roadworthiness and vehicle maintenance standards. She reminds all school transport operators to prioritize their children's safety at all times. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zama oja, zameneka landira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg chihuahua, 100 kwacha. 50 kg kalembula, 70 kwacha. 50 kg mpilu, 130. 50 kg ondwe, 120. 50 kg rumanda, 180. 50 kg impwa, 350. 50 kg Chinese, 170. 50 kg delele, 650. 50 kg shava za freshi, 950. 50 kg kandolo, 700. 50 kg big mango, 400. Mseke boa usefwe, 450. Boa ya redi, 650. Bokosi ya tomato, 100 kwacha. Onyoni ya redi, ponchu, 180. Onyoni ya white, ponchu, 180. Mkuku zaloni, 150. Tre ya maegesi, 90 kwacha. Meda kapenta, 380. Meda delele 60 kwacha. Meda binzi 220. Meda vinkubala 500.